Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a two-stripe blue belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu black belt obsessed with jujitsu.
It's almost time for camp.
I'm getting so excited and overwhelmed. I still have so much to do.
It happens. I bet you're not the only one that's feeling a little overwhelmed.
That's true. In different ways, for different reasons.
Right, exactly. today's episode, we are going to talk about, this is kind of for our friends that are maybe a little introverted, maybe feeling a little anxious, maybe it's their first time coming to camp. So some things to help navigate that.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you know, like obviously you should come to Role Model Camp, assuming, you know, like if you're a woman, men, sorry, you'll have to do another camp. But this could be for any camp. So this isn't specifically just Role Model Camp, although we will talk about some things we're going to do for introverts at our camp. But this will be good for any kind of class setting or seminar or camp that you might be attending.
Or even networking events.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like if you have a life outside of jujitsu.
Right.
And have to go meet people.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right.
I know. I'm I mean, so you definitely identify as an introvert.
Yes.
So particularly going into the first camp, how are you feeling?
Oh, very nervous.
Yeah.
I'd started jujitsu in November and the first camp I went to was in May. So I had a little bit of experience, but not much.
Right. Not a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we think about Liz. Liz started like the week before camp.
Yeah.
A week or two. Also an introvert. Mm-hmm. So like to only do a week or two of jujitsu and then go into camp.
Yeah.
That's big. Like that's, it can be a lot for people for sure.
Yeah.
So what did you find helpful for yourself?
What I found is I almost feel like I go into like a different person.
Yeah.
Because I do this like as a musician when I go on stage.
Yeah, the world's a stage.
Right. I'm not just nice, quiet Jen on the stage. it's a mindset. It's kind of like I have to flip a switch to I'm going to go out and be social. I'm going to go meet people. And this is a really cool opportunity to meet new people and learn about them. And, you know, at least at jujitsu camp, we've got one thing in common
that
we know about. It's not like a weird, awkward networking event. Like, what do? Here's my card.
Right. Yeah. You know anyone that needs this.
Right.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's a good point. Like, we all love jujitsu. So we already have that as a baseline.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
And I know one of the things that one of our listeners suggested, because this makes me think about networking, is like having that 60-second elevator pitch.
Yes.
So practice saying your name, where you're from, where you train, whatever else you want to throw in there that you think somebody might need to know and find helpful.
Yeah. So I'm a very extroverted introvert. I do have some introverted tendencies. I do need to like escape to recharge and I do have to get my mind right. You know, like sometimes I'm like, okay, all right, I need a song to help pump me up to be ready to be on stage basically. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
For us, there's some literal on stage for me that that does help, you know, like that feels more me in my element, you know, mm-hmm. like, but yeah, getting your mind right going into it, I think is really helpful.
Yeah, it helps a lot. And then I feel exhausted, like all of the energy in life has been sucked out of me. When I do that, like I can do it for a while, but then I can also tell that I'm starting to get tired and I'm starting to get cranky and eat, like have snacks, have water, listen to your body and your mind when you feel like you're starting to get that kind of overwhelmed feeling like, oh, I just need to go not people for a little while.
Yeah. The Embassy Suites is really good for that too, because there are so many little chairs and couches and corners and everything, you know, like I normally would just go hide in the bathroom for a little bit.
Right.
But the Embassy Suites has a lot of places where you can just kind of go off on your own and kind of chill for a little bit if you need to. If I'm walking by, I will check in on you because that's who I am as a person. Just, you know, give me a thumbs up if you're like, I don't want to talk, but I'm okay. Just leave me alone for a minute. I'm like, okay, all right. Also, you know, like in talking about introducing yourself, practicing is helpful, you know? So the very first camp I went to was Rachel Casillas' camp. I didn't have a name back then. And it was what inspired me to start running camps, which mm-hmm. also didn't have a name back then. But and, you know, I knew several women in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, there were about 50 of us, and I knew several of her girls, and a lot of us came down from Indiana. And because it was such a small group, we had to introduce ourselves one by one. Mm-hmm. Luckily, with 250 women in the room, you don't have to do that.
Thank you.
But I was so nervous just about saying my name and where I trained and what my rank was that you could hear my pants shaking.
Really?
Yes.
That's shocking to me.
You could hear the I was shaking so badly. So just know, like, that's normal. It's okay. Like, people are nervous to, like, speak sometimes. It's all right.
I've practiced mine. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Hi, I'm Jen Eads, a two-stripe blue belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
Perfect.
Perfect. But think about how many times I messed that up at the beginning of the episode.
That's true.
I have to edit and redo, and nobody ever hears.
But I love the idea that you would just come up and introduce yourself like that, and then as you walk away, you know, from the conversation, like, this was a production of the Brassy Broadcast. Just like walking away, brought to you by Role Model Grappling.
It's going to be a good time at camp. I'm feeling it already. I'm really excited.
I am too. I am too. I'm always excited about camp. Like, I love it so much. I am obsessed with it. We plan it all year long, all the little things we want to do. And I'm very excited.
What are some other things that you're thinking about doing this year?
So one thing I was thinking about maybe offering is like a Zoom meetup ahead of time for some of the introverts.
I love that.
Do you think that would be good? Do you think that would be helpful?
Yes. I know just from my own experience, like when I've gone to podcasting conferences, if there's somebody that I've been in like some other class with or some kind of group with, and I already, like, I don't have to know them well, but just to have had some kind of interaction with them, it's like, oh, I've got a person, like at least one person there that I know and I can go talk to.
Yeah. I just think that'd be good. Just that moment of like, and you can introduce yourself if you want. You don't have to if you don't want to, but know that like introducing yourself even just through Zoom is going to help somebody be like, okay, I'm going to remember her. Mm-hmm. Like, she seems like, you know, she's easy to get along with and we can hang out and stuff. So
yeah,
I was thinking that might be a good little thing to do ahead of time.
Yeah. I think anything that you can do in advance, because there's just so much going on. So when you've got a plan,
yeah,
like, you know, like with jujitsu, just makes it easier.
Like having a game plan, it's wild.
I know. If you haven't listened to our episodes on having a game plan, go find them. I'm going to put the link to them. But they're in there. You know what? If you are new to the podcast, like maybe this is your first episode, we have a starter pack.
Great.
And the link to the starter pack is in the show notes.
Excellent.
Some of our most downloaded and most favorite episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Another thing is Thursday night, we do like the unofficial kickoff at our gym. So, I mean, probably like 50 of the women come train. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our students are here. But that's a good way to meet people on kind of a smaller basis, you know. And people will ride from the hotel to the gym. That's a good way, you know, like if you can ride share because you have that little bit of time to kind of get to know somebody. That was helpful for us, like when we went to other camps, you know, like if you can ride with somebody from the airport to
the
venue, then you have that moment of like, okay, you know, like at least I know this person now. Workshops on Friday. So we do sit down workshops on Friday because I think jujitsu is about more than just the moves, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, otherwise, what would we talk about in this podcast? Right.
Why can't I get this Americana?
Are you? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But yeah, like it's about so much more. So we do these sit-down workshops. We're doing one on goal setting with Molly Rubel. We're doing one on like injury prevention and recovery with Megan Timmler. And we're doing one on nutrition with Elizabeth Landry. So good information to enhance your jujitsu, keep you on the mat longer, all of that. But we also do some icebreakers that day. And you're sitting at round tables with people. So you're going to get to know the people around you. So that's another way.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other thing I was thinking about is maybe kind of designating a space on the mat where it's like, okay, guys, this circle here, if you don't have a training partner, come into this area and then we'll match you up, or you can match up or whatever.
Yeah.
But that might just give you a space to specifically go and not feel like you have to ask somebody to be your partner.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that would be helpful. Now, we've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So when camp starts and I lose my mind, somebody remind me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to forget. That's, you know, like sometimes new stuff like that is hard to remember in the moment.
Yeah.
So if you'll just remind me, that'd be perfect. Okay. So lots of people, when we asked about introverts on the Facebook page, were talking about having an emotional support extrovert. And they were talking about like needing adopted basically by an extrovert. And I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
So I think this is a cute idea. I hope you guys think the same. But I'm ordering like dog bandanas that say adopt me. So if you're an introvert that would like to make sure that somebody adopts you throughout a session or the weekend or whatever, you can pick up one of these bandanas and just tie it around your belts or, you know, wherever you want to tie it. But it'll just kind of be like a little symbol, so you don't have to specifically be like, hi, I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people. I don't like asking people to train or whatever. But people will see it and go, oh, you want to train with us? You want to roll with us? Or, you know, so.
Yeah. Sometimes the less words you have to say, the better. So I really like that idea.
I think it'd be cute. And it kind of gives you a way to become more comfortable without it being awkward.
What else are you thinking about doing?
Well, one thing we always do is we do these opening ceremonies Friday night. And, I'm going to ask questions like, how many of you it's your first time, or how many of you have come for 9 camps, or, you know, like, but one thing I'll ask is if you came solo, did you come by yourself? So everybody that came by themselves is going to stand up. That gives us an opportunity to, look around and say, you know, like, okay, everyone's standing, you guys can make friends with each other, and everyone's sitting, make friends with these people. So that doesn't mean that the person that's coming by themselves is an introvert, but I think even the extroverted people often have a hard time asking people to roll or asking people to drill. So it just is a way to like point out like these people don't know anyone. Make sure you're their new best friend.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Good. Very good. Another thing, like kind of talking about networking, the like, have you met my friend?
Oh yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think about, is it How I Met Your Mother? Where he's like, have you met my friend Ted? But like the same idea. So like if you drill with somebody Friday night and then, you know, Saturday morning you're drilling with somebody else, introduce those two people. Yeah. Right. So like, you'd be like, have you met my friend? You know, and if they don't say your name, you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They may have forgotten. It's okay. There's a lot to remember between names and moves and all of that. So you can be like, oh, have you met my friend? Then you say, Jen.
Yes.
That way, it's okay. It's all right. Like, it's okay if you forget names. You'll remember throughout the weekend. You'll start remembering more and more. But I think that's a good way to like introduce people too, especially if you're an extrovert.
Yeah.
Introduce others.
Yeah. You get to be like the jiu-jitsu wingman.
Exactly.
I love it. We also had a listener that recommended listening to the Art of Charm podcast, which that's something I used to listen to pretty regularly, and I haven't in a while, so I need to go back and revisit that.
Interesting. I don't think I've listened to that before.
Back in the day, it was, you know, kind of about being charming.
Yeah.
But then I think Jordan is the name of the host, and he's like, he does some really great interviews. So yeah, if you're just looking for a new podcast, check out The Art of Charm.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. What about other things, like not if you're necessarily introverted, but like just have anxiety about the weekend? Because like you might be extroverted, but still be nervous about everything.
Yeah.
So what do you think are some things that'll help with that?
Just know that everybody there wants to have a good time.
Yeah.
We are there to support each other. So don't worry about thinking, what if they think that my jiu-jitsu's awful or nobody wants to drill with me, or it's not like that, or people are going to judge me.
Yeah.
I've never felt that. It's always been super supportive, and everybody just wants to help you get better.
Yeah.
Which is, where can you go in the world and find that?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
It's one of the few places.
Yes. And I think, you know, through opening ceremonies, and this was also said to me recently from some other people, through opening ceremonies, we kind of set the tone for what camp's going to be like all weekend. And so I think you'll find that that will help ease anxiety.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, like this is just a fun time. This is, we're here to have fun. We're here to help each other get better. Like it doesn't have to be, you know, murder, death, kill, or, you know, like you said, no one's judging you. So yeah, I think that that can be helpful. And also, you know, like I think we go back to that game plan. I'm going to give you a printed schedule so you'll know when and where everything is. We'll also have the schedule online. So if you don't have the paper with you, you can get on your phone and find it, right? So you'll have that. That'll be really helpful. I think that eases anxiety. I'm going to go to the hotel and do a video of like from the lobby to the room so that you feel comfortable with that walk. It's a really straightforward shot, but it's kind of long.
Yeah.
So in the like in the middle of walking there, you're like, am I going the right way? It's the only way you can go. But you still have that question of like, is this right? It feels so far. But I think like seeing that ahead of time will be helpful. I always, for me, like, you know, I think about competitions. If I can picture the venue it's in, it's helpful for me because I can really like visualize that. So I'm hoping, you know, whether it's you go back and look at old pictures from last year or, you know, this video walkthrough will help you kind of visualize the spot and not feel as anxious about it.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is helpful too to think about, especially with drilling or rolling, is you're going to have a room full of women that are like actually your rank, your size, where maybe you don't have that.
Yeah.
And we're all so excited to see somebody.
Exactly. Like,
our age, our rank, our size.
Yeah.
And there's your built-in partners because they're going to be really excited to see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. Meeting up with all the old ladies.
That's right. Team Golden Girls. That's right, right here.
I love that. That's fantastic. I also, I'm a huge advocate for note-taking.
Yes.
Right? So I think having something to do with your hands can be helpful, whether you're doing video or taking notes. We'll ask each individual instructor, but usually the thing is that they allow you to take video. They just ask that you don't post it online. For me, I'm going to say you can take video, but you, I'd like for you to send some to me. So yeah. I never have video of me teaching. So
right?
You just have to share it with me.
And I think the other thing too is it's really easy to get overwhelmed with just the information overload and don't feel like you've got to walk out of there and remember everything you learned.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I think was overwhelming to me, especially the first year. It's like, there's so much. And some of these things, like, I hadn't even heard of yet.
Right, right.
And just watch. Just take it in. Don't feel like you've got to write down every little detail, which is kind of what I do sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's funny. You know, you were 6 months in, and you were like, there are things I hadn't even heard of. I'm a black belt. And the last camp I went to, one of the instructors was like, I'm going to teach 70-30. And I was like, Google, the heck is 70-30? So don't worry, that doesn't end. Right? There are some moments where you're like, what is that? And, you know, like I take notes the whole time, still as a black belt, I'm still taking notes when I'm learning new things. Or even just, you know, things I've learned before, but how they're teaching it or how they're going through it or details I might have not been taught before. But I'm still taking notes the whole time and then a little bit of video to help. And I might go back for like a month and work on one or two of the things. And then, you know, 6 months down the road go, oh, I'd like to revisit so-and-so's session that we did and we'll go through that, you know. So you can always go back if you have notes or video.
Yeah.
If you don't, don't expect to remember any of it.
Yeah.
It was, honestly.
It was helpful. It was funny when Abby and I were at Open Mat this weekend and we were doing something and I got out of it and I was like, thanks, Ray, because that's one of the things that we had specifically asked Ray Casillas about when we were in Costa Rica.
Yes.
And it's like, it stuck. We actually learned it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we are going back to Costa Rica. I know we've been talking a lot about Role Model Camp, but Costa Rica is happening again. And I know this podcast comes out Thursday the 8th, but if you register before Saturday the 10th, you can actually save $200 by using the code Kimora.
Oh, nice.
So it's herobjj.com. I think it's /role for role models. If not, just look in their retreats and you can choose Role Models Gone Gi. But we're going February 2nd through the 9th, so a full 7 days. And you can save $200 by using the code Kimora.
And it's a good time.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to surf this time.
Good.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
You will love it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. All right, friends. That does it for this episode of Beauty in the Gi. Hopefully, we'll see you at camp.
Yes.
But if not, you can always hang out with us online. We are on Instagram at Beauty in the Gi Podcast. And I'm also hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go. Except TikTok, where I'm role model. Everywhere you go.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we will see you on the mat. Beauty in the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.